been around Nikita now for a little bit, like, do you have to almost expect a play like that? Because he had that great one-timer just before that, and he shows the same exact thing but does something completely different.
I mean, when you're on the ice with him, you expect the unexpected. I mean, he didn't look at me once, and it's right on my tape. So there's a couple shifts I had before where I kind of learned to just keep it stick on the ice. So he had a fake shot before, and then kind of went downhill stick on the ice, and he puts it right on the blade. So.
I mean, you
didn't really do much.
Right. Yeah, so you pointed to him right away. Like, how much do you appreciate the, the vision that he has to see that?
Yeah, and it's so deceptive. You know, when you're playing the PK there, you don't really know what he's going to do. You know, you get in the shot lane, and the next thing you know, my stick's open. He slides it right across without even looking. So it's a special player.
How much do you think you guys responded to, you know, from the frustration from the Winnipeg game, obviously, the penalties, the turnover, stuff like that?
Yeah, we knew that wasn't our best showing on the road, and we got to get back to our hockey. We can't be giving up points like that. It all starts at home and then going on to the road. So this week's a big week for us, really getting back to playing full 60 minutes, not turning pucks over, coming together as a group and just playing as a team. You know, when it's time to dump the puck in, you dump the puck in, block a shot. When it's your turn for something, and you just got to step up to the plate.
How much of that just kind of maybe creating or getting back to having good habits?
Yeah.
Is that what it's all about?
Yeah. I mean, habits are everything, you know, coming back, stopping in the house, and then sorting out what players are what. You skate with the puck and you don't have a play, put it in, go get it, forecheck. Just like you said, having good habits and playing the right way. And then when you start feeling it and you got the other team on their toes, that's when you can start making plays and doing little things that maybe you're pushing the envelope a little bit. So, but it all starts with just being all together, playing good, smart, and then from there you can just build.
Nearly to the half of the couple more games before you get there. In the process of trying to build your team to what you wanted to be come April, where do you think you guys have made strides this year?
I think we definitely improved at the beginning of the year. I don't think we had the best start ever. And really come together as a group and figure out, I mean, it's a new team. You know, we went so far last year and there's some new pieces and guys playing different roles. Guys hurt at the beginning of the year and coming back. So I think now we're back to Tampa Bay hockey. You know, we're hard to play against. We're big bodies, hard in the forecheck, D zone. We're eating pucks, breaking up, and then we're just playing north. You know, we got a lot of speed and skill on this team, and we're skating up the ice. We're hard to beat.